It is Azana was higher on Rise FM Breakfast. You can look forward to TLC in just a couple of minutes' time. And of course, our conversation continues. So we're talking about, you know, the incident with the Liz. He's currently in hospital, and just yesterday we learned that his family is appealing to his fans, you know, to donate towards his medical bills. And so that then prompted this conversation. A personal finance, man. How is it that it seems like majority of our celebrities are struggling when it comes to that? But also, perhaps you and I are in the same boat, but ngoba ke bona, they are on that pedestal. It's easier to talk about them. Meaning, you too know your struggles. Because you're not a celebrity, then it's not exposed like their lives are. And so we're speaking to our brother, Wandile Mazibuko. But welcome to the show. I want us to talk about personal finance. I don't even want to ask you how important budgeting is, because we all know that budgeting is important. But perhaps, how do you start?
Good morning, JT, and good morning to all the Rise FM listeners as well. I think a very, very important question indeed. And it's an ongoing conversation, especially amongst South Africans, especially when you look at some of the things that they've detailed through research in terms of our spending patterns. Yes, you are right. Budgeting is a start, but it doesn't mean that you budget at the beginning of January, JT, and just forget about the process. Because during that time, let's say you did your budget in January, and during this last 7 months, a lot of things happen, life happens, and you might need to revisit that particular budget as well. But I think what becomes important in order for you to take control of your life is, one, having a personal budget, but also setting financial goals. I think that's also very important. And another thing where a lot of people fail in, JT, is tracking our spend. I mean, how many of us actually pull our bank statements on a monthly basis just to see exactly where we spent that particular money? I think once you start doing that process, you'll realize that a lot of things that you're spending on, ultimately, you shouldn't be spending on. Something that's also become extremely, you know, important to people, which also is a huge disadvantage to them not having money, is gratification. People are after instant gratification. Mm-hmm. So I would also say people must just caution against that instant gratification, maybe delaying that gratification, and living beyond your means as well. And something that I always count as well, having that emergency account. I cannot stress that as extremely important, just having that emergency account as well. And also, it would help, you know, from time to time for you to just learn about finances as well. And where maybe there are things that you don't understand, I would say that you must definitely seek a professional to be able to assist you, like a financial planner, to see where and how they can actually save you that money on a monthly basis.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'll be the first to say that I remember for the longest time, I struggled with budgeting one dealer. And I think a wake-up call for me was when I needed money on the spot and I didn't have it and I had no one to ask. And I'm so happy that you are talking about having those emergency accounts where, you know, today I would have access to that money. So that is truly important, isn't it?
Yeah, no, that's definitely important. I mean, an emergency account, it definitely allows you to save JT for that rainy day. Like you quite correctly point out, let's say you do have a burst tire that you need to replace at a short space of time, or some kind of medical emergency that ultimately maybe your medical aid might not be able to pay for as well, or a family member, God forbid, passing away, or any kind of emergency that might emerge as life happens. And I would always say that if you're somebody that's earning an income, you know, you must always ultimately strive to have a 6 months worth of your monthly income in that emergency account. That's the first thing that you must ultimately strive for. In the meantime, just get into the habit of just putting in money away in that emergency fund, because that emergency fund does ultimately help for these life-changing events that are unexpected, that can happen to anybody at any time. And obviously, once you have that, it does sort of dissuade you from going to Abu Mashonisa, because a lot of people are very quick to borrow money from Abu Mashonisa with very high interest rates that they ultimately charge because of your desperation to get hold of this cash.
Perfect. Well, that's our brother Wandile Mazibuko. Buddy, thank you so much for that. We truly needed it this morning. We shall chat to you again at 10 past 8.
Sobering thoughts. Thank you so much, yeah. JT. Chat to you again at that time.
Here at Rise FM, while we like making winners all the time, we have competition terms and conditions. From the day you've won anything on Rise FM, you cannot win another on-air competition within 90 days. Playing fair and giving everybody a chance. Rise FM. Mpumalanga. Azishe.
Sometimes we need to hear about such stories, you know, to have that wake-up call. Well, here's what's going on. The Speaker of the Mpumalanga Provincial Legislature, Ms. Lindi Masina, announced the official opening of the first session of the 7th Mpumalanga Provincial Legislature. During the sitting, the Premier, Mr. Mandla Ndlovu, will outline the plans of the provincial government for the 7th term and the financial year ahead. The sitting is scheduled to take place on Wednesday, today, the 31st of July, at 10 a.m. at the Legislature Chambers Baobab Building at Riverside Government Complex. Rise FM will broadcast live from the event and will keep you informed of developments with live crossings. This message is brought to you by the Mpumalanga Provincial Legislature.
In Mpumalanga, we know how to live life to the fullest. And Rise FM is the soundtrack to your vibrant lifestyle. Mpumalanga, Azishe.
I thought I'd play you this song since we're talking about money. Just to remind you and I about financial management.